This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Qatari and Egyptian mediators say Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has agreed to release 13 Israelis and 7 foreigners late Saturday in exchange for 39 Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. Earlier Saturday, the militant group delayed the second round of swaps for several hours and claimed that Israel had violated the terms of a truce deal. The last-minute snag created a tense standoff on the second day of what was meant to be a four-day ceasefire. On the first day of the four-day ceasefire, Hamas released 24 of the roughly 240 hostages taken during its October 7th attack on Israel. Israel freed 39 Palestinians. An Israeli-owned ship was targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A U.S. official has told the AP that an Israeli-owned ship has been targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean. A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone. The attack in the Indian Ocean comes as Israel wages war on Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. defense official told the AP that the Malta-flagged vessel was suspected to have been targeted by a triangular-shaped Shahed drone while in international waters. The drone exploded, causing damage to the ship, but not injuring any of its crew. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Joe Biden's nearly $106 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other needs is sitting idle in Congress. It's neither approved nor rejected, but it's being subjected to new political demands. Republicans are insisting on U.S.-Mexico border policy revisions in exchange for any new U.S. dollars for Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Linking Ukraine's military assistance to U.S. border security interjects the divisive domestic political issue of immigration and border crossings into the middle of an intensifying debate over wartime foreign policy. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA News.